This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. 13th South Asian Games start in Kathmandu. Players of seven countries vying for 317 gold medals. Voting results of by-election held on November 30 almost in final stage. Communist Party Nepal leading the vote results. Doctors involved in Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's treatment says Prime Minister's health is improving and at least 14 people killed after gunmen opened fire inside a church in Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. 13th South Asian Games started in Kathmandu from yesterday. President Bidya Devi Bhandari inaugurated the regional sports fest amidst a grand ceremony at Dasharath Stadium in Kathmandu yesterday. Prior to the inauguration of the event, addressing the opening ceremony, Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel said the South Asian Games was not just a competition played for winning medals, rather it a symbol of fraternity and unity among the countries in South Asia. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel also said Nepal government had given special priority to the reconstruction works as a part of the preparation for the Games. Also speaking on the occasion, Chair of the 13th South Asian Games, Main Organizing Committee and Minister for Sports Jagat Bahadur Biswakarma, National Sports Council Member Secretary Ramesh Kumar Shilwal and Nepal Olympic Committee Chair Jeevan Ram Shrestha highlighted the overall situation, importance and the preparation of the regional sporting event. On the occasion, some 7,500 artists had performed various cultural shows representing various cultures from the SAARC region. For the smooth conduction of this mega sporting event being held in Kathmandu, Pokhara and Janakpur from yesterday and to be continued till December 10, some 18,000 security personnel and 500 volunteers have been mobilized. Since the inception of South Asian Games since 1984, prior to this, Nepal has already hosted two mega events successfully. The black antelope has been designed as the mascot 13th SAARC. In the event, the athletes from Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan and Sri Lanka are competing in the 26 sporting events for 317 gold medals, another 317 silver medals and 481 bronze medals. To witness the opening ceremony of the 13th South Asian Games, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Rana, Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Nepal Communist Party Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, among others, had reached the Dasharath Stadium. Cricket player Paras Khadka took the oath on behalf of all Nepali athletes participating in the 13th South Asian Games. Similarly, Nepal made its happy opening in the 13th South Asian Games by winning khokho match in both women and men's category yesterday. Voting results of the by-election of local, provincial and federal levels held on November 30 has almost reached to the final stage. As per the latest results of 46 places, Communist Party Nepal is ahead with victory in 26 places. Nepali Congress got victorious in 12 places and Socialist Party Nepal is in third position with victory in 4 places. Candidates of Rashtriya Janata Party have won in 3 places. Ruling Nepal Communist Party's Bidya Bhattarai won from Kaski Constituency 2 with a wide margin of 8,403 votes in the by-election held on Saturday. Bhattarai secured 24,394 votes, while her nearest contender, Khemraz Baudel from main opposition Nepali Congress, got 15,991 votes. Speaking on the occasion, victorious Bhattarai placed to keep up with the expectations of the voters from late Minister Rabindra Adhikari and the Nepal Communist Party. She also extended her condolence over the death of 5 workers in a malt collapse in Pokhara yesterday. Nepali Congress candidate Krishna Lal Bhandel won the by-election for the State Assembly member from Bhaktapur Constituency 1A. He garnered a total of 13,449 votes to beat his nearest competitor, DP Thakal of Communist Party of Nepal, who finished the race with 11,206 votes. Bimala Oli of Nepal Communist Party has got victorious in constituency 3B of Dang District for the State Assembly member with 24,286 votes. Similarly, Bir Bahadur Kurungbang of Nepal Communist Party has got victorious in chairman of Falguna Nanda Rural Municipality of Panchthar District with 5,369 votes. Vote count is on the way for the post of Dharan Sub-Metropolitan Chief. Nepali Congress is leading the vote count as per the latest update in Dharan Sub-Metropolitan. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand has expressed commitment that laws to be formulated on transitional justice would not allow general amnesty relating to the conflict era cases. At a program organized by Martyrs Budiman Memorial Foundation Dholaka on 17th Memorial Day of Pokhran in Kathmandu, Chairman Dahal reiterated that those involved in heinous crimes as rape and murder during conflict would not be excused. He added that proper investigation was must to not repeat such conflict in future. The health condition of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who underwent a surgery for appendicitis, is improving significantly. Doctors involved in his treatment says Prime Minister's overall health condition, including kidneys function, is good. Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center's Executive Director Professor Dr. Uttam Krishna Shrestha said the Prime Minister's health was improving remarkably and the surgical wound is getting healed. Prime Minister's private doctor, Dr. Dibya Singh, said he had been in the intensive care unit just to prevent the infection risk on his surgical wound. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli watched live screening of the inaugural session of the 13th South Asian Games on iPad. Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa said Prime Minister Oli loves players and sports. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Kingdom of Bhutan Lotie Chiring have extended best wishes to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli for speedy recovery. Sending Prime Minister Oli separate messages of best wishes, the Indian and Bhutanese Prime Ministers wished him the complete recovery and good health. The number of people who lost their lives after being buried by a mound has reached 5 in Pokhara. The incident took place in course of road construction at Mauza Bisona, Pokhara Metropolitan City 20 yesterday. District Police Office Kaski said the deceased were identified as Toban Basnet, Jit Bahadur Basnet, Kimlal Oli and Ganesh Oli of Peri Khola Bagchor Municipality 4. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has said the guarantee of availability of quality health services is necessary to meet the national aspiration for prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. The Deputy Prime Minister said this while inaugurating the Kathmandu Naturopathy Hospital in Basundhara yesterday. On the occasion, he also praised the hospital's efforts to promote naturopathy. Nepal Rastra Bank Governor Dr. Chiranjeevi Nepal has claimed that country's economy is making headway to positive direction after the policy reform. At a program organized on the occasion of the 22nd anniversary of Society of Economic Journalists in Nepal session in the central capital yesterday, he urged the entrepreneurs to invest in trade, commerce and productive sectors. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 # डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम Rastrako Sanchar.
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Inspector General of Nepal Police Arbendra Khanal has said cybercrime is increasingly posing a challenge to peace and security at present. He however said Nepal Police is able to curb crime sentiment and peace and security in the society. During an interaction with the master's level students of Trivan University in Kathmandu yesterday, he said timely measures were taken to prevent the misuse of technology for crimes. ISB Khanal said cooperation from community was imperative to make police investigation effective. Nepal police had been delivering best despite limited sources, he said. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 14 people have been killed after gunmen opened fire inside a church in Burkina Faso. The victims were attending a service at a church in Hantakora in the eastern part of the country on Sunday. The identity of the gunmen is not known and the motive is unclear. Hundreds of people have been killed in the country over the past few years, mostly by jihadist groups, sparking ethnic and religious tensions, especially on the border with Mali. A statement from the regional government said that many people are injured. Another source said the gunmen fled on scooters last October. 15 people were killed and 2 seriously injured in an attack on a mosque. Iraq's parliament has approved the resignation of Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi following weeks of unrest. It is unclear who will take over from Abdul Mahdi. The parliament speaker said President Barham Saleh would be asked to name a new prime minister. Meanwhile, the Pope has become the latest figure to condemn security forces' use of lethal force. Some 400 people have been killed since protests began in Baghdad and other cities at the start of October. Thousands more have been injured. Iraqis are demanding jobs, an end to corruption and better public services. The decision by Parliament to approve Abdul Mahdi's resignation was made in an emergency session called on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 21.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. 13th South Asian Games start in Kathmandu. Players of 7 countries vying for 317 gold medals. Voting results of by-election held on November 30 almost in final states. Communist Party Nepal leading the vote results. Doctors involved in Prime Minister KP Sharma Ohli's treatment says Prime Minister's health is improving. And at least 14 people killed after gunmen opened fire inside a church in Burkina Faso. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.